Acumel Ootham is the ancient language spoken by several of the tribes here in Arizona. But like so many other Native American languages, it's disappearing. But a group of elders of the Salt River are working to reverse that tide. They meet once a month to attempt to modernize the language and keep it relevant today. Alden Woods wrote about this for the Arizona Republic recently, and I sat down with him to talk more about it and what it means to save a culture's language.
So this one is, it's pronounced Acumel Ootham, and it's spoken by the Salt River Pima Maricopa Nation up north of Scottsdale, and also it's a similar language to the one that the Tonawatam speak down south and the Gila River Indian community southwest of Phoenix. And like most Native American languages, like you said, it's endangered and it's at risk. Every time there's a funeral, that's a speaker who died out, and they're not replacing them as fast as they're dying out.
And let's just quickly take a listen to a man and a woman speaking this language. And they have tried ways in the past, right, of trying to save the language as it exists now, right? Have those not worked, and why?
Yeah, they have tried. They've been teaching the language in schools for a while. The problem is that we now live in an English society, and everybody lives in an English society, and the internet is almost entirely in English, and apps are almost entirely in English. So children on these communities are growing up in a world that's English, and the only people who they know who speak their native language are their grandparents. And their grandparents aren't always interested in teaching the language or don't always know how to teach the language. So there's this dichotomy where you go to school and you learn your native language for an hour a week. You go to this class and you learn it for an hour a week. And then you go out and for the rest of the week and the rest of your life, you're speaking English. And there's really not much of a need for you to speak that native language anywhere than in that class.
Right. So now the tribe is coming up with kind of a new approach, right? A way of modernizing the language in a way that they think might be more successful in preserving it. What is that like? Tell us about the program.
So they just went in and they tweaked it a little bit. And they did that because over thousands of years that this language has been spoken, all of these dialects have kind of branched out through the different parts of the state where this community lives and this group of people live. So what they did is they went in and they said, we're going to bring it all together into one spelling and one alphabet and one pronunciation, and we're just going to try to make it easier to learn, because depending on which Ootham speaking community you live in, you could learn not entirely different, but you could learn 10% different words than if you grew up on another part. So what they did is they just went in, they tweaked it a little bit, and it's not unprecedented. There are cultures that do this all the time. The French do it all the time. Their language is very tightly controlled.
Yes.
The Dutch have done this. It's not unprecedented, but it's unusual to go in and just do it once for the sole purpose of saving the language.
So they're adding in words, right, that don't exist in the language now that we use every day. What kind of words?
Words like computer, words like phone, words like filing cabinet. And these words have existed before.
Right.
It's just they are now going in and they're coming together as a group and saying, okay, what should the word for this be? They've had words for this in the past in Ootham. It's just they've kind of been improvising as they go.
Yeah.
And now they've come together and they've actually sat down and had a big meeting of these elders and decided, okay, this word should be this, and we're going to write it down, and we're going to spell it like this, and this is how we're going to teach it, rather than everybody just kind of assuming.
And so is that going to be translated through schools, or how is this carried out from here?
Yeah, so it's happening in schools. They're making the Salt River Pima Maricopa community is making a big push to teach this in the schools. They're bringing in more people and they're creating more of a curriculum. Even people who are not natives to that community who teach at the schools are learning a little bit of the language so that they can kind of use it a little bit more in their classes. They're kind of being encouraged, you know, stand up, sit down, welcome, go home, stuff like that. They're kind of being encouraged to say that in Ootham rather than in English, just because you learn by repetition, and they're just kind of trying to immerse kids a little bit more in that language.
So I wonder what the goal is here, obviously to preserve the language, but is the idea essentially that, like, you have to adapt the language to be one that people can use in everyday conversation today?
Essentially, it doesn't seem like the goal is to make the community a community that speaks primarily Ootham. That's probably never going to come back, and it's never going to happen again.
Right.
I think ideally, and I can't speak for these people, but I think the sense that I got is ideally they would like it to become a bilingual society where you can speak in Otham or you can speak in English, or at the very least where people have a sense of where they came from and who they are and the language that their grandparents spoke, because your language is your worldview. And the way that you speak and the certain words that you choose and the dialect that you speak changes how you see everything around you. And if you lose that, then you lose this essential part of yourself. And I think they really just don't want to lose that.
All right. That's Alden Woods with the Arizona Republic. Alden, thank you so much.
Thank you.